Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Sunday night's Eagle celebrations have taken a tragic turn. An 18-year-old Temple University student who fell from a light pole has died. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more on how the Temple community is mourning.
18-year-old Tyler Sabapathy had a bright future ahead of him in sports science and was an accomplished gymnast before coming to Temple. Read a statement from University President John Fry and school leadership after Sabapathy died from his injuries suffered on Sunday evening. While not from Philly, the Toronto native was one of thousands in on the fun as the Eagles paraded down Broad Street celebrating the Birds' win in the NFC Championship game, booking another ticket to the Super Bowl. Video captured the moment Sabapathy fell from a light pole he climbed at 15th and Market Streets. Authorities say he landed on his head, sending him to the hospital in critical condition. The university said he died on Tuesday afternoon, and they shared a little of his story. A decorated gymnast back in Toronto, Sabapathy won more than 120 medals in competitions across Canada and the world. He kept that up as a member of Temple's gymnastics club and wanted to learn more about injury prevention. Fry said the university's deepest sympathies were with his parents, siblings, and all who knew him best. Counseling services are also available for those on campus still processing his death. At Temple, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A judge has temporarily halted the Trump administration directive to pause federal funding, but Pennsylvania and Philadelphia officials remain concerned and confused about what will happen next. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Governor Josh Shapiro called the directive chaotic and really reckless. He said it was causing worry among veterans, families, and governments across the country led by both Republicans and Democrats. Nonetheless, Pennsylvania did not join the lawsuit filed by half a dozen states to keep the funds flowing. The judge in the case has issued a stay of the directive until Monday. Pennsylvania got more than $7 billion in federal assistance last year. Philadelphia alone got $1 billion. Mayor Parker's office said they're still reviewing the directive. Councilman Curtis Jones, though, is alarmed.
This is not going to end well. We could have people in the streets hungry.
Jones is concerned about programs such as school meals and nutrition for pregnant women and babies, which appear to be on the list of grants to be frozen.
This is antagonistic policy to incite trauma in many communities that he did not win the vote.
A White House spokesperson says it's the president's responsibility to be a good steward of taxpayer dollars. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two LGBTQ legal organizations are suing over Trump's ban on transgender military members. They're filing on behalf of six trans service members, including one stationed in Pennsylvania. And Democrats in Harrisburg are pushing back on Trump's policies, too, as we hear from KYW's Vic Ragapathy.
President Trump began his second term with a flurry of executive orders, including one that defines sex as either male or female, despite objections from medical experts that it's better defined as a spectrum than a binary. Trump's order called it an issue of women's rights and said transgender ideology denies, quote, the biological reality of sex.
He's continued to try to erase the existence of trans people in this country, and it's horrifying.
State Rep. Andre Carroll serves parts of Philly and is a member of the House Dems LGBTQ plus Equality Caucus.
We have to make sure that we're doing things to make sure that we protect people to be able to live quality lives, and we're not leaving them in the pathway of danger.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Elementary school students can attend a free concert and get a lesson on the role jazz plays in American history. It's a program run by Ensemble Arts Philly, as we hear from KYW Sheriday Howard.
Martin Luther King spoke up for himself.
I have a guitar and ukulele at home, and I'm learning keyboard.
I like the tap dancing and stuff. They were great.
Over 100 students, grades 5 through 7, got an in-depth lesson on jazz, civil rights, and their impact on American history at the Jazz for Freedom concert hosted at the Kimmel Center.
We focus on the application of jazz to social justice and teach students how they can advocate for themselves, for their peers, and the things that matter to them.
Danny Allen with Ensemble Arts explains it's a part of their free education and interactive program.
In addition to an amazing jazz quartet, students get to hear from a spoken word artist, tap dancers, as well as vocalists.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.